occurrence is happening there, we'll see what we can do.
Military just says we would just be right.
Well, I know, and they're going to say that, but it's all occurrence. But what I'm talking about, The old man's on it. You have to understand. It's a peculiar way of doing things. For example, he was going on out here about how we ought to stop bombing in North Vietnam. I said very little, unfortunately, out of hearing some grunt. And then. One is his wife, is a young business.
Now, what does he think that we can do? What does he think I can do?
Well, he's a very poor instrument, in my opinion. And the only thing that worries me is I have no doubt that the Russians talk to Russians like to talk to businessmen. Damn liberals. It's always been that with Stalin and Khrushchev.
Well, what do you think about sending Arnold Hammer over there talking to him?
I don't know him well.
He's done a lot of business with him. You know who he is?
Oh, yes, he was at that lunch the other day. Occidental Petroleum.
Took a company that had 800,000 growth. About 800 million.
Yeah. Very interesting. Well, you know, you started out buying this stock in medicine. Made a fortune in pharmaceuticals. Made a fortune in liquor.
Andre Myers, they told me that he was going to give a half a million, and he thought if he did, that Charlie would give a half a million. Charlie Englehart. George Brown gave a million. By God, just stood right up and hit the bullet. He said, I won't give a million for the library and I won't give 50,000 for the oral history. Tell Carol that I never realized that her wrestling with a man on the floor would ever produce a result like that. $1 million girl. No, I guess, no, what it was, she was wrestling that goddamn Texan, George's shock fight. That's what it was. Texas trying to put her shoulders to Matt, and she was stronger than he was. But that's what it was. But that's what old Bob Woodruff didn't say a word. Did any of your people show any interest at your table?
Well, on my left was Philip Voldemort. Carol's client, Jacob Blaustein.
Yeah, he's got hell of a lot of money.
Yeah, it's very tough to get in.
Yes, it is.
But on my right was George Brown.
Yeah, well, you got there, you claim credit to George Brown, and he's number one. Blaustein was the other one, I guess.
Yeah.
He got pretty good judgment on, I mean, pretty good recommendation. He's an imaginary fellow himself. He's been in talking to me a time or two about this. But you don't think he's very generous?
Well, that's my understanding. He is very interested in Israel.
Make a decision on those, and I want to make it as soon as I am far enough ahead of time before I go out, not to be a last thing, but I want the Russians to turn me down on this armament. I've got a letter in his lap now, and this idiot of a Simon has sent us word that if I don't give Israel the phantoms, that he's going to kill our sail bill where we can sell things. I don't go ahead and get to him. And I can't do it until Khrushchev answers, because Sagan answers. And he's not going to be a drop with me, I know that. But I've got to have that behind me, so I've got that as an excuse and say, by God, I tried everything. I tried a conference, I tried a proposal, I tried letters, I tried meetings, I pled with him. And finally he turned it down, and I just, there's no other alternative. I have no course in the world except this. And that's what I'm trying to do. And I never have told anybody I'm going to give them to them. But I made up my mind a long time ago I was going to give them to them. But I'm not going to give them to them unless I can protect myself. I'm not going to be the goddamn arms merchant. I'm going to make them to be the outlaws if I can.
Sure. That's very good.
Now that's what I'm trying to do. And this little Epi
is the only one I think in their organization's got sense enough to see it. He sees it all the time. He's just as bright as that goddamn Yuki dog of mine. He catches everything that comes along without telling him. And so he helped with Simington. Is that just the biggest muddlehead I ever saw? I thought you and Clark Clifford could advise somebody. All your clients muddlehead like me and Simington? I don't understand it.
Well, Stuart is absolutely. I don't know. He's just. Well, I don't understand. Is this fellow Solomon out?
No, no, Solomon's a smart cookie. He's bound to have plenty of sense. No, no, I think he just wants to be the head of the Israel and get credit for him, and they think, you know, the ones that don't know think he ought to. I haven't had one goddamn bit of trouble with a fellow like Epier Feinberg. They're smart, Krim.
Isn't this fellow Feinberg one of them?
He is just the finest I ever saw, except Krim. Krim's the best man. Krim's the smartest. Krim's the only one that I know of that's like you. Feinberg is damn near like you, but Feinberg's got a little eye on business. He goes over there and sells his Coca-Cola, and he looks after his bank a little bit. And I mean, think, this Krim is as pure as any person I ever saw.
He really is.
He's got a soft voice. He has none of the aggressiveness that you would associate with a Wall Street lawyer. No oversell, no overkill. He sits here. I see him damn near every week, and he comes down here. He's here last night. I come down here because I just like to listen to him. And he's so soft and sweet and kind and soothing. But I let him see every damn document that comes in. He reads anything. I never have heard of one little thing he ever said.
Yeah. Oh, he's a saint, man. That's really wonderful.
Well, what else do we do now? We had the home of Thornberry 1 and Vance 2, and we didn't get off of Fowler and Ranger. I've got to get a little feeling here of the feeling of Fowler, because he's
well,
pretty much in the running.
I'd say number 3 for Fowler. Yeah, although, you know, it wouldn't bother me at all. At this point, there would be perfectly fine to me. I think, and as I said, I think you'd probably be more liberal than Vance.
Oh, yes, no question about that. No, there's no question. No, Vance is not liberal at all. That's the one thing I'd have against Vance. Vance is a pacifist because Bob McNamara sold him on it the last month. Vance is an ultra-conservative. Vance, I think, is a Republican. Vance would be a fascist under proper leadership. He's not a liberal. He's not a progressive fellow. Yes, I would put Fowler number 2.
I would put
Vance from the standpoint of just pure merit and legal ability and logic. But I'll tell you this: if I were an old woman. And my children, I live in a wooden shoe, and my children are starving. Now, the ones I would go to first and watch them cry would be Hubert Humphrey. And then I'd go see Thornberry.
Yeah.
And then I'd go see Fowler. And then I would probably go see Vance.
Yeah.
And then I'd go see Clifford.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way I do it.
I guess the only reason I worry about Joe is very personal. I just figured on how tedious it's going to be sitting through those long Fridays and listen to them.
Yes, that's right. That, you know, you just do have that.
Yeah,
when he calls on the phone, but when I usually tell him, I say, I want you to give me all your views on this. I want you to write me a memorandum. It's usually 5 pages. And if you can, try to summarize it for me now in 3 minutes. And I know what he does. He takes off his wristwatch, he puts it there, and he says, now one. And then he goes ahead, and he gets it, and he summarizes it in 3 minutes. Yeah, that's the secret to him. I found out exactly how to work with him. I just tell him that I want you to do this. And he does it. Well, can you think of anybody else we ought to think about? Is any outstanding? Dick Hughes is one, I think. He's an outstanding lawyer. He's Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of New Jersey. He's a damn good governor. He's a courageous guy. He's progressive as they make them. He's Catholic, but you've got two from New Jersey, I guess.
Yeah, Brennan is a Catholic from New Jersey. Not to his Catholicism.
No, but I think that would play some in discussions over the country. Two Catholics from the same state.
Well, I think getting two from the same state, both up Eastern, at this point, with present complexion of the court, would be questionable. Although, and I really don't think it is things about anything more than conversation.
Hank Hughes would hurt us a little in the Congress. They'd say politician again, and Johnson trading out with him on the convention or something.
One of the outstanding men you heard